The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
You into our special broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman back in studio behind the board on the ones and twos. I'm Brandon Sadman from Frankfort High School as the Twin Valley League tournament is underway here in 2022. I want to thank everyone a part of the broadcast team tonight. Got a lot of sponsors that we want to thank throughout the course of the day, so we'll get to those as we continue to roll along, as we got four games back to back to back to back for you. Starting here in about 9 minutes, we'll get you the first quarterfinal game in the girls contest. It's the 4-5 seeds, Donovan West against Clifton Clyde. Our broadcast at 4:45 will feature our first boys game in Troy against Axel. Later tonight, 6:15 and 7:45 here on KMZA. Now the girls contest between Troy and Valley Heights, and then the nightcap will feature Centralia and Wetmore on the boys' side of the bracket. So we are in the secondary gym of the two gymnasiums here at Frankfort High School. A full slate of quarterfinal games in the 2022 Twin Valley League basketball tournament. And it starts with Clifton Clyde and the Donovan West girls. Our pregame continues after a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Brandon Tanman and Kirk Kilman with you. Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament here in 2022. Our special broadcast being presented by the Bank of Highland and Vidina State Bank, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. Also want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. Again, we come to you live from Frankfort High School, the first of four continuous broadcasts tonight from the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. We'll have two girls' games, two boys' games. We are in the secondary gym. The other half of the quarterfinal games will be played in the primary gym. This will be our only broadcast this week from this secondary gymnasium. We'll be in the main gym coming up for the final games Thursday, Friday, and, of course, on a championship Saturday night. And our first one might be one of the more intriguing matchups out of our four tonight, and the first of our two girls' games featuring the 4 and 5 seeds in this tournament. It's Donovan West against Clifton Clyde. Now, both of these teams, two of the top five in the TVL standings as of right now. As you take a look at those standings moving forward, it's Centralia, Hanover Valley Heights, the top three, and then right there, Clifton Clyde and Donovan West sitting there at 4 and 5, and rightfully so with that seed for this tournament. They are both right on point with where the TVL standings stand, with still just about a month to go in the regular season. We'll take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups and the tip-off. The first of four games from the Twin Valley League Tournament starts after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, right into it. Starting lineups coming up for our first game in a girls' quarterfinal contest here at the TVL tournament. The 4 seed, Donovan West Mustangs, against the 5 seed, Clifton Clyde Eagles. Starting lineups, we'll start with the 5-seed in Clifton Clyde. They'll go with Carson Sykes, the 5'3 senior. Emma Nobert is a 5'7 senior. Shea Wirtz, a 5'9 sophomore. Haley Thrasher is a 5'8 junior. And Lily Steinbrock is a 5'5 freshman. So again, for Clifton Clyde, it is Sykes, Nobert, Wirtz, Thrasher, and Steinbrock. For Donovan West, the 4-seed, they'll go with Tyra Johnson, a junior. Also junior Claire Cole. Jaden Taylor is a senior. Sydney Smith, also a senior. And then rounding it out is a junior in Avery Weathersby. So again, for D West, it is Johnson, Cole, Taylor, Smith, and Weathersby. First meeting between these two this season. They're also scheduled to face at the beginning of February, but they'll get it going a little bit sooner this year in the quarterfinal round of the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. Again, thank you for tuning in. I'm Brandon Sadman. First of four continuous games here tonight. So many great sponsors. Want to thank M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfort. Also, Blue Valley Technologies, supporting local students and athletes. All red uniforms for Clifton Clyde. They're the road team in this one. All white, the home team, is Donovan West. Donovan West will move right to left in the first half. Clifton Clyde in reverse from left to right. And the tip-off controlled in the backcourt by Clifton Clyde. And all red uniforms today. It will be Carson Sykes, the first touch at the top of the key. Angles towards the elbow, now works back into the left wing, towards the corner a little bit. Now it comes back here to the right side on the wing. There's a high ball screen. And that is Steinbrock, the freshman, getting her first touch here tonight. She has it again on the right wing. There's a ball screen. Gets to the free throw line. Top of the key it goes. That's Shea Wirtz, the 5'9 sophomore. Now Sykes, another touch. Good defense here on the opening possession by Donovan West. They are rocking that man-to-man defense right now. Clyde doing everything they can to try to get some post touches, but they are unavailable to this point. Right side to Nobert. She's got an open look for three. That one is no good, and a rebound for Kyra Johnson. And a good start defensively for the Mustangs. And there's a drive inside, and a layup is good by Claire Cole. Good start on both ends of the floor by the Mustangs. They have an early 2-0 lead. Second time down the floor for Clifton Clyde. It's Steinbrock, the freshman. Cuts through after passing it to the right wing. Beautiful dive to the hole, and a layup is good by Carson Sykes. And we're tied at 2 apiece. Minute 15 gone by, first quarter. Winner of this one, we'll get the winner of Centralia and Axtell. Centralia, the top seed on the girls' side of the bracket. Those two will play later tonight at 6:15 in the primary gymnasium. 2-2 score, 90 seconds in. D West with the basketball. Good extra cut, but might have been partially blocked on the shot, and a rebound on the backside by Nobert. And here comes the Eagles with a chance to break the tie. Here's a long three, and that one is good from the left wing by the freshman, Lily Steinbrock. And it's a 5-2 Clifton Clyde lead. Mustangs at 9-1, or correction, that's the Eagles at 9-1. Donovan West at 7-2. These two 4-5 in the current TBL standings as we're here at the midseason tournament break. D West doing a good job reversing the basketball. There's a three from the left wing that's missed and then chased down into the far corner, but it's saved, but into the hands of a Clifton Clyde and Shea Wirtz. Here comes Clyde approaching the tempo. It's Steinbrock who steps into a short deuce and knocks it in. The freshman, Lily Steinbrock, has 5 of the 7, and it's a 5-point lead, and then there's a turnover by Donovan West, their first of the ball game tonight. So a good start for Clifton Clyde after D. West hit the first basket. It's been 7 straight racked off by the Eagles. Steinbrock with 5. She'll bring it across the timeline herself. Angles left. They want to go to the elbow. They get it right there. That's Wirtz. Gets to the near side elbow. Now into the right corner. Nobert gets a touch. Now they go to Sykes at the top of the key. She stops. Head on the basketball. Goal at the free throw line. There's a jump stop by Steinbrock. Kicks it right side to Nobert. Top of the key. It's Wirtz for 3. Missed everything and out of bounds it goes. And back to Donovan West. 5:09 left first quarter. 7-2 Clifton Clyde. First sub into the game. It's going to be Milena Wettstein. A sophomore for the Mustangs. Taking the spot of Sydney Smith. 7-2 Clifton Clyde, our first of four broadcasts here tonight. D West with the basketball down 5, going from right to left here in the first half. They go inside to a post touch. That's Kyra Johnson, then had it knocked away in a steal. Here comes Steinbrock, had it knocked out of bounds from behind, but the Eagles will keep it. with a 7-2 lead, 4:47 left here in the first quarter. I want to thank Wankland Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Also, Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen and bath. 7-2, Clifton Clyde, 4:35 clock, moving first quarter. Eagles with the possession. Steinbrock has it up top, wants to bounce it to the free throw line. Had it nearly knocked away, but Steinbrock collects. Steinbrock lets her feet, kicks it here into the right corner. It's Sykes. Stops into a double team. Now Steinbrock, a short corner J from the right side. Too strong. Rebounds out of the West. That one pulled down by Weathersby. 7-2 Clifton Clyde, almost to the halfway point here in the first quarter. That one's knocked away and another steal. This time brought away by Carson Sykes. She wants to go coast to coast. She missed the right-handed layup, but Steinbrock gets the offensive rebound. Second opportunity is up and no good. And finally taken away by Donovan West and Kyra Johnson. They get out in transition, and the Mustangs get two by Claire Cole. She's got all four in a quick timeout. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. It's a 7-4 Clifton Clyde lead here in the first half, or I should say the first quarter. 3:54 remaining in this frame. And want to thank Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Also, Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their Wix filter sale starts on January 24th. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Sadman with you. Thanks for tuning in. First of four. Here from the TBL tournament in Frankfurt. First matchup between these two this year. Two of the top five teams and two of the top five seeds going at it here in the quarterfinals. B West, the 4 seed. Clifton Clyde, the 5 seed, although Clifton Clyde has a better record at 9-1. B West at 7-2. Run of the timeout. Clifton Clyde with the basketball, now facing some pressure here by B West. They break it just fine. Sykes here on the right wing. Top of the key it goes. Now the reset. Out high with Emma Nobert, 5'7 senior. Looks left, goes that way to the freshman Steinbrock. Steinbrock crossing over, gets inside, had it knocked away, and underneath it goes. Bodies hit the floor. D. West trying to come away with it, and they finally do. They come away with a steal. And then D. West trying to get it up in transition quickly, throw it out of bounds on the far sideline. Now four first quarter turnovers. Find the Mustang, and Clifton Clyde will get it back in a 7-4 lead. 3.5 minutes left in this first. As Kyra Johnson checks back into the game for Claire Cole. Here's Steinbrock, the freshman. Angles right, goes that way to Sykes. Sykes puts it on the dribble, gets above the free throw line. Couple touches and a reverse of the basketball. Now they get it back here to the near side. It's on the wing with Nobert. Trying to use a screen there, not much with it. Top of the key to Wirtz. Well, they get it back to Sykes. Wants to curl around the screen and then deflect it into the backcourt. And a steal by D. West. The coast-to-coast opportunity and a layup in the foul. Avery Weathersby with a chance at a three-point play. A chance to tie the game. Makes it 7-6. 3:04 left here in the first. So good job. A turnover forced by the D. West defense. Getting out in transition. Weathersby converting the layup and a chance for three. Free throw spins in and out, no good. So it's still a one-point lead for Clifton Clyde. Wirtz got the rebound and got it out quickly, but D. West did a good job getting back defensively in transition. Here's a baseline drive by Nobert. Had it knocked away and another steal. Back-to-back turnovers forced by D. West, and now they get out in transition once again, and another layup is good. This time it's Weststein who gets two, and it's a D. West lead now at 8-7. 2:38 left here in the first quarter, a whistle and a timeout. I think it's a full, so let's pause for a quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Now, it's been a game of runs to start here in the first quarter. Donovan West scored the first basket. Clifton Clyde racked off 7 straight points, and now Donovan West has come back with 6 straight to take an 8-7 lead. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. A girls' quarterfinal matchup, the 4-5 seed here in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. Eagles with the ball, trying to retake the lead. Freshman Steinbrock in the right corner. Top of the key, it goes to Wirtz. Wirtz has the dribble, using it once to her left, gets it off that way to Nobert, who thought about going baseline but was cut off. They get it back to the top of the key, reverse the basketball here again to Steinbrock. Near side for 3, left it short, and a rebound chased into the backcourt. And I think we get a turnover as that was Paige Bowser, the senior, just checking in. Grabbed the offensive rebound, took an extra step, and was called for a travel. The 2:02 left first quarter. B. West getting it back, an 8-7 lead. 4 for Claire Cole, 5 for Steinbrock, for Clifton Clyde, leading all scorers here early. 2-3 zone right now by Clifton Clyde. Donovan West, a lot of perimeter passing here. They want to go inside. They do so to Weathersby, and they're going to get a foul on the floor. This will be the second foul against Clifton Clyde. I think they get this one on Nobert, and that is her first. So it's Sydney Smith to throw it in. She gets it back on a beautiful puck pass inside by Weathersby, and that's going to be an and one. Beautiful design on the inbounds pass. Sydney Smith, her first two. Chance for 3, and the lead is 3 for D. West, 10-7. Minute 42 left first quarter. And Sydney Bowser for Clifton Clyde has checked into the game, replacing Nobert, who just picked up the foul. And the free throw is short, and a battle for the rebound is brought down, and I think they're going to get a jump ball with Weathersby and Wirtz. And they do, and possession arrow keeps it with Donovan West. So they get it back with a 3-point lead, 10-7 here late first quarter. Here's a quick fire on a 3, right out of the inbounds play. That one is no good. Rebound to Clifton Clyde. Thrasher pulls that one in. Here's Steinbrock. Had it knocked away from behind, but gathers and gets it off and will reset here in the half court. Bowser hands it off to Steinbrock here on the right side. We're down to 1:20 here in the first. And there's a forced turnover. Pass goes out of bounds. Now 5 first quarter turnovers here by Clifton Clyde, and they trail by 3, 10-7, right at 1:20 to go here in the first. So Z West with the lead and the ball. Taking down that 2-3 zone defense. Here's a straight on 3, and it is banked in from deep. Melena Westine with a triple. She's got 5, and that's the lead at 13-7, down to a minute to go here in the first. So Clifton Clyde jumped out to a 7-2 lead, but it's all D. West sent. Knocked into the backcourt transition. Layup is good. Jaden Taylor for 2. Timeout Clifton Clyde. It's a 15-7 lead and a 13-0 run by Donovan West with 50 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Games all this week on 92.1 KMZA, presented by First National Bank in Frankfort. Try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. Also by SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. So a 7-2 start by Clifton Clyde has been followed by a 13-0 run by Donovan West. They lead at 15-7 at 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6 first quarter turnovers by the Eagles. Now they're dealing with this D. West full court pressure out of the timeout. Under 45 seconds to go. Good trap here just inside the midcourt stripe and forcing another steal, and it's going to be a foul on Clifton Clyde. As Jaden Taylor came away with a steal, the foul's going to be on Paige Bowser. That's her first. And team foul number 4. So 37 seconds remaining. D. West getting it back, forcing another turnover. They're on a 13-0 run and lead at 15-7. Good kick, right wing, top of the key, it goes to Westine. Taylor's going to swing it back to the right wing, a long two's on the way, shorts, bouncing off the rim twice, but an offensive rebound by Kyra Johnson, and sit back is good. 17-7, down to 16 seconds to go. Pass deflected, but brought in by Wirtz. She'll bring it across the timeline. She had it knocked away from behind. Bodies hit the floor. We're down to 6 seconds. It's another jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it here with Clifton Clyde. They got 6.6 seconds. As they are trying to break a 15-0 run here by D-West. 17-7 the score. Can the Eagles get some points prior to the first quarter break? It's Steinbrock to throw it in. Over the top it goes to Paige Bowser. They get it back to Steinbrock with three. Very difficult shot that nearly went in. Tips out into the backcourt, and nobody collects, and that's the end of the first quarter. So a 15-0 run by Donovan West to close it out. After they got down 7-2 early, they lead Clifton Clyde 17-7 here in the quarterfinals of the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
How about the end of the first quarter for Donovan West here against Clifton Clyde in the TBL quarterfinal matchup? Clifton Clyde jumps out to a 7-2 lead, but D. West with a 15-0 run the rest of the way in the quarter, leading at 17-7 as we start quarter number two. D. West with the basketball, and they quickly turn that one over, their fifth of the game. Can the Eagles get out of this scoring funk? Now 4 or 5 minutes with no points for the Eagles. And all the momentum right now with the 4 seed, Donovan West. Right side, it's Sykes. Curls in the paint, left her feet, and it's going to be going to the free throw line. She drew the foul. So a chance for Carson Sykes to break the scoring drought. It's the first foul on D. West. They get this one on Claire Cole. So Sykes to the line. And the first one is good. She's got three. 17-8. It's a 9 points. Donovan West lead. 7:33 left to go first half. Sykes again. And knocks this one in. She's got four. And 17-9 is the score. Donovan West with the lead in the ball early second quarter. Here's Jaden Taylor. Swings it left side. Goes to Claire Cole, who just picked up the foul. Gets it right back on the left wing. Skips it to Taylor, right side on the wing. Push pass inside. Deflected. Nearly intercepted. But Johnson gets it back at the top of the key for the Mustangs. Now Taylor in the right corner. Wants to go baseline. Spins there. Kicks it back out top for a Johnson three. That one's too strong. Rebound Clifton Clyde and brought away by Steinbrock. Steinbrock swings it all the way into the left corner. Sykes sets for three. It's an air ball. And the rebound to Donovan West, and that one is Sidney Smith. 17-9 the score. Weathersby gets a touch inside. A couple of Clifton Clyde players hit the floor. High off the bank, no good there by Weathersby. And a rebound by Clifton Clyde. The right side, it's Bowser. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. Eagles keep the possession. 6:36 until halftime. 17-9 our score. D. West in front. Couple subs into the game by both teams. Westine, the leading scorer. 5 for D. West. 4 from Claire Cole. 5 from Steinbrock to lead Clifton Clyde. And then Sykes has 4. Good little give and go inside the Wirtz, and the layup is just off the rim, no good. Rebound to Weathersby. Weathersby gets it up the floor quickly and out of bounds underneath, and a lot of contact and no foul. It's going to be a turnover on D. West. As it was Sydney Smith trying to draw some contact, the ball floats out of bounds. And no call again by the official, so Eagles get it back down 17-9. Still early portions of the second. Here's Carson Sykes curling away from a double team and getting it across the timeline. Now in between the rings out high, guarded heavily there by Jaden Taylor. Take it right side to Paige Bowser to a cutting Wirtz. A whistle and a foul on the floor, this one against D. West. They get this one on Weathersby. And that is her first, team foul number two. Eagles to throw it in, tips, but into the hands of Sykes here in the corner. She curls out of the corner to the top of the key. Under 6 minutes to go until halftime. D. West leading Clifton Clyde, 17-9. Eagles with the basketball. D. West been very good defensively here so far in the first half. Here's Sykes, wants to get to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense right now by D. West, and Clyde doing everything they can to adjust. Here's a baseline drive by Nobert. Cut off there. Good defense by Sydney Smith. They'll have to reset up top. Long possession here. Sykes at the top of the key. Nice bounce pass to the elbow to Wirtz, and a lot of contact and a foul. Third on D. West. And they get this one on Sydney Smith, her first. Four fouls by Clifton Clyde, three by Donovan West so far in the first half. 5:21 left until halftime. It's a 17-9 Donovan West lead. Short corner Jay from the left side, rattles out no good, and a rebound by Claire Cole for Donovan West. She wants to push the tempo to Jaden Taylor right side. All the way back it goes into the left corner. Jaden Taylor again, right wing three, swish. Jaden Taylor from downtown. Her first triple, she's got five, and the lead is 11 at 20-9. Under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Good inside-out passing there by D. West to get Jaden Taylor. One of the more talented players in the league. A good look from the right wing, and she cashed. 11-point D. West advantage. Not quite to the halfway point of the second quarter, and then a travel's going to be called against Sorrell, who just checked in, a sophomore. For Clifton Clyde, that is the eighth first-half turnover against the Eagles. After the first few minutes, they were very good with possession of the basketball. 11-point lead for D. West, and that one's knocked away, and Clifton Clyde comes away with a steal. Far side of the floor, it is Nobert, and she's fouled from behind. Team foul number four against the Mustangs. And they get Weathersby, who now has two quick ones. Weathersby comes out with those two fouls. Smith checks back in. Steinbrock in as well for the Eagles, replacing Nobert. And then also in the game, Thrasher is back in, replacing Paige Bowser. 20-9, D. West, 4:27 left in the first half. Eagles with the basketball, throw it in from the side out. They get it into Steinbrock, top of the key. Right side it goes on the wing to Sorrell. Sorrell spinning at the top of the key, triple threat position, gets a cutting Wirtz, and the ball is knocked away, and a steal by D. West. Here's Sydney Smith pushing it right side of the floor. It's a long three by Wettstein, too strong. Battle for the rebound, brought away, and a second chance opportunity is going to be up and in by Jaden Taylor. And then a whistle. And after the bucket was made, the officials stop play for a second. It's 22-9. D. West, they're just kind of resetting. I think Clifton Clyde may have not have taken it all the way out after that bucket by Jaden Taylor. After two offensive rebounds, one by Sydney Smith and then one by Jaden Taylor, Taylor finally converts, making it 22-9. So it's all D. West so far here in the first half. They have controlled the pace really in all facets, and they nearly forced another turnover, but last touch by Wettstein, so the Eagles keep it. Now 3:40 left. As Nobert checks back in for Sorrell, for Clifton Clyde. Steinbrock gets it, top of the key, gets to the right elbow, backs out behind the free throw line. Left side, it goes to Nobert. Nobert wants to cut baseline, but she's quickly cut off. Now Wirtz gets it top of the key. Spins inside the free throw line, gets it back to Steinbrock. Shot about a three, turns it down, kicks the pass to your right side, and out of bounds it goes. Another Clifton Clyde turnover. And with 3:20 to go until halftime, D-West with it back in a 22-9 advantage. Here's Jaden Taylor, right wing to left wing pass. It goes to Claire Cole. Cole puts it on the dribble once. Now Taylor gets it back, right side on the wing. Eagles have stuck with this zone defense the whole first half. D-West doing a good job moving it quickly. Now Taylor gets it from the right side, takes it all the way to the rack, and I think we're getting a blocking foul. Could have been a charge from my angle, but they'll get clipped and slide with this foul. This one on Thrasher, that is her second. Team foul number five, and that puts Jaden Taylor to the line to shoot two. Taylor perfect on the first, and she's had a good first half, 8 points. 23-9 the score, D-West in control. Second of the two, that one is short, no good. Rebound Clifton Clyde. D-West nearly forcing another turnover, continuing to expand this pressure defense well beyond half court. Clifton Clyde this time breaks it. Sykes for three. This one's short. Rebound at the top of the key. It goes, and Johnson collects for D-West, and then trying to get out in transition real quick, and a foul is going to send Melena Wettstein to the free throw line to shoot two. Nobert, the foul, that is her second, or correction, that is now her third, and team foul number six against Clifton Clyde. Her free throw is up and in by Wettstein, who's having a quiet, solid first half. She now has six. 24-9, Clifton Clyde, 2:33 left. Or I should say Clifton Clyde trailing D-West, 24-9. Second free throw too strong. Battle for the rebound, and another offensive rebound by Johnson. Sets up a three that's banked in from the left wing by Claire Cole, who has seven. And what is now essentially there a four-point play, and the lead is up to 27-9, and then there is a travel by Steinbrock in the backcourt. It's going to give it right back to D-West with 2:18 left until halftime. Eight by Taylor, seven from Cole, six now by Wettstein. D-West just in control after being down 7-2 early. They're on a 25-2 run since then. Get a foul on the inbounds pass as they get Sydney Smith with this one for D-West. That's her second, team foul number five. So back off the pressure here. Let Clifton Clyde bring it across the timeline with Steinbrock. D-West in complete control. 27-9 is their lead. They're on a 25-2 run since the early portions of the first quarter until now. So offense certainly hard to come by here for Clifton Clyde. They get it inside the Wirtz and spins away from a double team, and back to Steinbrock it goes, who floats one in the lane with some contact. That one's no good, and rebound for D-West. Cole gets it up to Johnson, left side to Taylor. Curls around the arc and hands it off. Down to a 1:40 to go here until halftime. Here's Wettstein for three. Not there. Rebound Clifton Clyde by Sykes. Sykes pass deflected out of bounds in transition, and the Eagles keep it underneath. It's a minute 28 left here in the second. And D-West in leading 27-9. They're on a 25-2 run currently. They're getting down 7-2 early. Lena Leatherman, sophomore, is checked in for Jonathan West. Out of bounds. Good defense there by the Mustangs and Kyra Johnson. One thing D-West has done a really good job of here in the first half, getting in all the passing lanes. Their length has been a problem here for Clifton Clyde. Here's Steinbrock with it, down to 1:20 left until half. the left side of the floor, wants to bounce it inside to Ward. She lost the handle, and we're going to get a tie-up underneath. And possession arrow will keep it here with the Eagles. Couple subs back in. They want to bounce it inside. They do so to Thrasher. Thrasher gets it back to the top of the key, though. With Carson Sykes, the senior guard. Down to a minute to go here until halftime. Clifton Clyde has scored just 2 points since the early portions of the first quarter. 27-9 is the D-West lead after they trailed 7-2 early. Here's Wirth, gets all the way in and much-needed basket for Clifton Clyde as Shea Wirth has her first two, and it's 27-11 with 40 seconds to go. Coming up, the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. There's a whistle and a foul inside. Stops the clock at 32 seconds left. It gets Sydney Bowser with the call here. That is her first. And free throws coming up for Wettstein, who's had a good first half. 6 points, 1-2 at the line so far. Trying to extend on this lead. The free throw is up and good by Wettstein. She now has 7. 28-11. It's a 17-point D-West lead. 32 seconds left, second quarter. Second one is just off, no good. Whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. This will be on Donovan West. This will be their 16th foul. They get Johnson with that one, and that's her first. So 31.5 seconds left. And the Eagles manufacture some points here to have some kind of momentum going into the half because it's been all D-West here. They have controlled the first half. 28-11 their lead. 24 seconds left. There's a whistle and a foul inside. It was Paige Bowser driving off the screen, curling in the lane, and was tripped up just in front of the free throw line, and she will earn a trip to the line for a 1-1. It's a foul on Leatherman. That is her first, team foul number 7. So a 1-1 opportunity for the 5'3 senior, Paige Bowser. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. 28-12, 21.4 seconds left, second quarter. Second one up, second one's good. So 2 points by Bowser there, makes it 28-13, now 17 seconds. D-West will work for the final shot. Taylor looks left side to Leatherman. They go inside, right side, right back out top to Taylor. Good quick passing here. Taylor with the touch. Now 5 seconds to go. Deep NBA range. 3 is short, but they call her for a travel. So shuffled the feet just a tad. And with 4.5 seconds left, the Eagles will get it back, but they need to go about 75% of the way up the floor. So they'll get Steinbrock in quickly. Certainly some time to get a good option here on the offensive end. Our next broadcast will be our first boys game between Troy and Axel, which should be a good one as well. Here's Steinbrock at the buzzer, and she banks it in. It's a 3. Or I think they're going to call it a 2. They do. So Steinbrock with a big bucket, finishing the first half with 7, makes it a 13-point. Donovan West lead, 28-15 after the first 16. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton, K-16. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some munchies and bunnies. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Fulton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Wankland Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Get a great deal on Wick's premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Wick's filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wick's filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call, 785-857-3222. Or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome back. Halftime is here. First of four games tonight. And our first girls contest has the 4-5 Donovan West Mustangs, Clifton Clyde Eagles. Again, two of the top five teams in the TVL tournament. And right now it's all the four seed, Donovan West. They lead at 28-15 at the half. Let's run through these first half numbers. First for the Mustangs, they got 8 by Jaden Taylor, 7 apiece from Milena Wetstein and Claire Cole. They also got 2 apiece from Kyra Johnson, Sydney Smith, and Avery Weathersby. And then also as well for Clifton Clyde, they got 7 from Lily Steinbrock in the first half. They got 4 by Carson Sykes, 2 apiece by Shea Wirtz and Paige Bowser. For Donovan West, 8 turnovers. They went 3 out of 8 from the line and collected 12 rebounds. For the Lady Eagles, 11 turnovers, perfect 4 for 4 at the line and had 10 rebounds in the first half. Again, Mustangs lead the Eagles 28-16. Halftime continues after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertops. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
First of four tonight here on 92.1 KMZA from the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. First contest at halftime in a girls' quarterfinal game, 4-5 matchup. Donovan West leading Clifton Clyde at 28-15. Let's take a look at the quarterfinal matchups. We'll start with the girls' bracket. Of course, game you got here, D. West and Clifton Clyde. The other one going on right now is Hanover and Frankfurt in the other gym. Hanover had a lead on Frankfurt 24-12. Late first half there. And then the other two girls' quarterfinals tonight will feature top seed Centralia against 9-seed Axtell, and then the 2-seed Valley Heights against 7-seed Troy. Our broadcast coming up next will be our first boys' game in the quarterfinals, and that'll be Axtell, the 4-seed, against 5, the Troy seed, or 5-seed Troy, I should say. Kind of off that one a little bit. But Axtell Troy will be next up here on 92-1. And then in the other gym will be Clifton Clyde against Frankfurt. And then the other two quarterfinals on the boys' side later tonight at 7:45, you'll get the top seed Hanover against 8-seed Blue Valley, and then 2-seed Centralia against the 7-seed Wetmore. So that's a look at the bracket. We got a list of those games and the updated brackets online at mscsports.net. One final 60-second timeout when we come back. Start of the second half between the Donovan West Lady Mustangs and the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles. Again, I had two-minute timeouts, or I should say, let's go with 60 seconds here, and we're back for the second half in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, second half, here we go. Donovan West and Clifton Clyde, first of four games here on KMZA today. Quarterfinal matchups in the TVL tournament. There's Jaden Taylor right on cue. Her left wing three is buried, and she's got 11 to lead Donovan West. And a good start for the Mustangs, extending that lead out to 31-16, just getting going here in the third quarter. So Clifton Clyde, their first opportunity here, now going from right to left. Steinbrock, left side on the wing, not using the screen by Wirtz, takes it baseline and draws the foul. We'll shoot two. E-West foul on Jaden Taylor. That's her first. Steinbrock knocks in the first free throw. She's got eight. 31-17 the score. Steinbrock is good on the second. She's two for two. She's got nine. 31-18, D. West. Early portion, third quarter. Top of the key to Johnson. Steps to the free throw line. Now left side pass to Claire Cole. Skips it to Jaden Taylor. Looking for Weathersby inside. Deflected out of bounds. D. West keeps. Side corner to Taylor, curls to the free throw line and stops and pops from 10, and that's too easy. Jaden Taylor, 13 points. She scored the first five for D. West here in the third quarter. The lead is 33-18. There's a nice give and go, but gets a deflected pass and a steal as D. West comes away with a turnover. Good two-on-one break and a layup good by Kyra Johnson, who's got four. 35-18, Donovan West. 6:40 left, third quarter. Here is Steinbrock. Left side on the wing, between the legs, dribble. Now left side to Wirtz on the wing. Wants to go baseline and is going to get fouled on the floor prior to the shot. They get Johnson with this one. That's her second. And the second team foul on D. West. The Eagles keep, looking for Wirtz at the free throw line, gets it there, curls, now kicks it back out. Here's Sykes, Steinbrock, left side pass into the corner for three, no good. A couple bodies hit the floor and then finally saved by Sykes, but threw it to the wrong team. Now D. West turning that one over, trying to get up quickly in transition. And now Nobert is going to turn it over for Clifton Clyde as tripped here on the near sideline, and ball went out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to Donovan West. Now the official with the inadvertent time. So the Mustangs with the basketball. 35-18 the score. They've been in control really since about midway through the first quarter. Here's a straight-on three. That's no good, and a rebound underneath. I think we get a foul on D. West on the offensive rebound positioning. And they're going to get this one on Sydney Smith. Now that's her third. So Smith coming out with three fouls, and now the Eagles get it back. They got a lot of work to do down 35-18. Under 6 minutes to go here in the third. Mustangs ramping up that defense in the full court once again. Long pass underneath, beautifully executed, and a foul is called. It's going to send Clifton Clyde to the free throw line. It's going to send Thrasher to the line. Eagles doing a good job breaking that press that time. They get this foul. Claire Cole, that's her second. As Thrasher hits the first free throw, that's her first point in the game. The second is short, misses everything. So a 1-for-2 trip by Thrasher makes it 35-19. D. West, under 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. D. West trying to work it inside. The 3 second in the lane is going to be called. So a turnover by the Mustangs. Second of the quarter, 10th in the game. Give it back to the Eagles, but D-West here with the full court pressure again. It's Wirtz. Gets it to Steinbrock across the timeline, bouncing it right side to Sykes on the wing with a deep three, left it short, rebound D-West. That one by Weathersby. There's Jaden Taylor up the floor. Good entry pass to a cutting Johnson, and she lays it in, plus the foul. Clifton Clyde foul on Nobert. That's her fourth. 37-19. D-West, and a chance for one more with Johnson at the line. And that one's good. Seven in the game for Kyra Johnson. Makes it 38-19. A little over 5 minutes left here in the third. So the Eagles do a good job there, breaking the pressure. Steinbrock gets to the free throw line, throws up a wild shot that's no good, but gets her own rebound. And the Eagles reset up top with Steinbrock. Right side pass to Sykes. Being stared down by the long Jaden Taylor, who's got long wingspan. Get a whistle and a foul. And they get Jaden Taylor with this one. That is her second. Team foul number five. Still early portions of the third. A 38-19 D-West lead. Steinbrock floats the pass left side. It's going to Bowser. Bowser right back to Steinbrock. Top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Pulls from there. Left it short. A rebound Mustangs. Now Weathersby gets a pass up here into transition. Too easy, but the layup is missed. And then a foul is going to be on Sydney Smith. I believe that's her fourth on the rebound attempt. It is. So she's got to come out. Jaden Taylor quickly back into the game. For the rest of the second half, the Eagles, any positive, they'll be in the bonus. Six fouls already on D-West. We're at 4.5 minutes left here in the third. 38-19 the score. D-West in control. Here is Sykes. Gets by two. Left her feet. Good pass to the baseline, but then reversing it back to Wirtz, who steps into a long two. That one's no good. Rebound D-West. Here's Weststein. They go inside to Weathersby on the block. Puts up a shot. Spins it home. Weathersby now with four, and it's 40-19. Past the halfway point, third quarter. Eagles need to get it up the floor quickly. They are just stuck underneath their own baseline. They finally get it up to Wirtz near sideline and gets out of some trouble. And she wants to go coast to coast. And she will draw the foul, missing the layup attempt, but she'll shoot two. They get this one on Cole. That's her third, and team foul number seven. As Wirtz hits the free throw, that's her third point tonight. 3 points, three rebounds for Shea Wirtz. It's a 40-20. D-West lead. Second free throw coming up. That one's good as well. So Wirtz goes 2 for 2. She's got 4. It's a 19-point D-West lead at 40-21. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Taylor, left corner. Johnson will drive. Swings it back here into the right corner. Good passing for a right wing three. That one's no good. Rebound for Jaden Taylor, and she puts it back up and in. 15 by Jaden Taylor. It's 42-21 D-West. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the third. Weststein right side to Paige Bowser. Wants to drive baseline. Cut off by a double team. They reverse the basketball. Gets it left corner. Here's Steinbrock, skips it on the wing. Wirtz, top of the key. Back to Steinbrock in the corner. Steps into a long two, right baseline. Short, rebound D-West. That one brought down by Cole. Cole quickly up the floor, stopped by a double team. Gets it to the top of the key, stepping into a long two, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called between Weathersby and Wirtz. And Wirtz slow to get up, but appears to be okay. And possession arrow will give it back to Clifton Clyde. So down to 2:40 left to go here in the quarter. It's a 42-21 D-West lead. Here's Steinbrock, left side. That's Bowser, top of the key to Wirtz. Wirtz floats it to a cutting Steinbrock. She's backing herself out into the right corner. Now steps into the baseline a little bit. Now gets it back to Wirtz on the right side. She's cut off by a double team going towards the corner. Steinbrock now works it left side. Paige Bowser wanted to bounce the pass inside to Thrasher, and a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is going to give this one back to D. West. Down to 2:12. Here in the third quarter, 42-21. Donovan West, they have the basketball coming up on 2 minutes. Jaden Taylor left side on the wing. Into the corner goes to Johnson. Get it to Weathersby. Good kick. Right wing three's on the way. Too strong. Rebound Clifton Clyde. Brought down by Steinbrock. Now Steinbrock needs some help trying to get it across half court. She's doubled. Finally gets it off to Bowser, and I think Clifton Clyde's going to have to burn a timeout to avoid a 10-second call. And they'll call it with 1:45 left here in the third. A full, so we'll step aside for a quick 30. D-West 42, Clifton Clyde 21, late third quarter. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Late third quarter, D West in control, leading Clifton Clyde 42-21. Girls quarterfinal matchup in the Twin Valley League tournament. The 4-5 seed. D West the 4, Clyde the 5. But it's been all D West since about midway through the first quarter. Got down 7-2 and then finished the quarter on a 15-0 run. And really since then, Clyde got it back to within 13 at halftime. But since then, it's been expanded out to 21. 42-21 coming down on the final minutes in the third. There's a block shot inside by Weathersby and chasing it into the far corner and out of bounds it goes. So the Eagles keep it. 1:13 exactly left, third quarter. Our next game coming up will be our first boys game, quarterfinal between Axtell and Troy. There's a three from the left corner that spins in and out, no good. Jaden Taylor, the rebound off the miss. They get it up the floor to Weathersby, layup short, rebound Clifton Clyde. Here's Steinbrock, wants to go coast to coast and spins it in with a little bit of finesse from the right side. 11 for Steinbrock, 42-23, down to 45 seconds to go. Taylor trying to answer from three, no good, rebound Eagles. That one brought down by Paige Bowser. Bowser doubled underneath her own bucket, gets it back though. Trying to get it up the floor quickly and gets it across the timeline to Steinbrock, who resets now with 28 seconds left here in the third. See if they want to maybe play for the final shot of the quarter. They won't. They'll skip it to Steinbrock for three. It's short. And a rebound by Claire Cole. Here comes D. West, coast to coast, and one. Count the basket by Wettstein with 14 seconds to go. She's got nine, 44-23, and just under 14 ticks left. Third quarter. Clifton Clyde foul there on Thrasher. That's her third. Team foul number three. Wettstein a chance to make it a three-point play. Free throw's up, and the free throw's good. So she's in the double figures with 10. 45-23, 13 seconds to go. Eagles trying to get it across the timeline with Nobert. Gets it across with Paige Bowser, left side on the elbow. Now skips it a left corner. Three is good by Nobert, and that's going to end the third quarter. So a little momentum, but D-West still in control through three quarters. It's the Mustangs 45, the Eagles 26. Back for the fourth in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. Girls quarterfinal in the TBL tournament. It's all D-West. 45-26. They're leading against Cliff and Clyde as Eagles have it. First possession here of the fourth. Bowser short corner left. Wirtz now on the wing. Drives inside. Kicks it out to Bowser in the left corner. Mustangs extending out this zone defense a little bit. Good mix of defensive runs here in the ball game this afternoon. Really confusing the Eagles at times. Really the difference at the end of the first quarter into the second after the Eagles jumped out to a 7-2 lead. 15 straight by Donovan West. Really take control of the game. And Donovan West getting a rebound there off a corner three that was missed. And Johnson, who's close to a double-double, gets it left side and then looking for Cole on the wing. And the pass is off target and out of bounds. So a turnover by Donovan West, giving it back to the Eagles exactly 7 minutes to go. And Troy Axtell coming up next, our first boys game here in the quarterfinals. We'll alternate girls, boys with our four games tonight on KMZA. There's Nobert in the right corner for three. Not this time. And a rebound for D. West. And then a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will keep it with the Mustangs. Down to 6:42 left. Again, their lead is 45-26. Led 17-7 after one. 28-15 at the half. They outscored Clifton Clyde 17-11 in the third. And they lead at 45-26. Top of the key it goes. Johnson gets it to Weathersby at the free throw line. Dives, kicks it right corner. Now back out top. Reversing the basketball. Taylor into the corner now. It goes to Smith, who skips it here back. And again, they move the basketball so well as Taylor drives in, kicks it a right wing three. In and out, no good. Jaden Taylor gets the rebound, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. As Wirtz picks up the foul, that's her first. And Jaden Taylor once again to shoot two. She's got 15 in this one. Make it 16. Also got four rebounds. She's 2 of 3 at the line. Makes the lead 20 at 46-26. And the second free throw is good by Jaden Taylor, and she's got 17 to lead all scores. 47-26, Donovan West, coming up on 6 minutes to go. So the Eagles came in with a 9-1 record in the 5 seed. There's a deep three by Wirtz that's no good, but a rebound chase by a Thrasher will keep it alive. Now Wirtz from the short corner right side rattles one in. And Wirtz now with 6, and a timeout's called. 5:45 left in the game. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 5:45 left in this one. The U.S. leads it by 19. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, D. West with the basketball in control of this one. Just 5.5 minutes to go in the game. 47-28, their lead on Clifton Clyde. There's a whistle and a foul on the floor. They get this one on Sykes. That's her first. So D. West will throw it in. Just the fourth team foul against Clifton Clyde. They were looking for Weathersby inside, and that one's deflected and stolen away. So the Eagles with it back. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. But down 47-28. First meeting between these two this season. They'll play again February 4th. There's an offensive rebound and a stick back that's good by Thrasher. That's her first field goal. 3 points for her. Makes it 47-30, D. West. Under 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's Jaden Taylor around the screen, gets it into the right corner. Now it's Johnson with a beautiful backdoor cut inside, a whistle and a foul, layup no good. Nearly an and one. This puts Wettstein to the free throw line. She is 3 of 5 at the line tonight, 10 points. Has been very solid off the bench so far for the Mustangs. And the first free throw is up and good. She's got 11. 48-30, Donovan West, 4:42 left in the ballgame. And the second one is good as well. So she's been good at the line tonight. She's got 12, and she's 5 of 7 at the line. 49-30, D. West, 4:42 left. The Bank of Highland and Vedina State Bank, proud sponsors of our TVL tournament broadcast, making life better right here at home, member FDIC. There's Wirtz with a miss, rebound Claire Cole. She wants to push the pace for Donovan West, coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth and final quarter. There's a whistle and a foul up top. Still not in the bonus quite yet, so the Mustangs will throw it out in front of their own bench. That was Steinbrock who picked that one up her first. Also sponsoring our tournament week, Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, for education on campus, regional, technical, or online. There's a whistle and a foul up top. And now the one-on-one scenario coming up for the Mustangs. Steinbrock with her second. And Claire Cole to the line. 7 points, 5 rebounds for the junior, Claire Cole. D. West in the latest rankings, number 9 in 1AD1. Trying to get their 8th win of the season. That one is short. And we get a lane violation, so they will shoot another from the line. Trying to get it back to a 20-point lead. And she does this time. 8 points for Claire Cole. It's a 50-30 D. West lead, and since they redid the first one on the lane violation on the 1-1, she'll get a second. And that one spins out, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and Sydney Smith doing a good job tying up Wirtz on the possession arrow, gives it back to Clifton Clyde. 4:12 left in this one. Want to thank as well M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfurt, Blue Valley Technologies, supporting local students and athletes, and Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926. Final 4-plus minutes in this one. Donovan West, a 20-point lead on Clifton Clyde at 50-30. Centralia, the top seed. And Valley Heights, the 2 seed. There's a 3 from the left corner. That's good. It gets a lucky couple bounces off the rim and falls through. Nobert now with 6 on 2 triples. 50-33. The D-West lead is now 17. Under 3:40 to go. There's a whistle and a foul by Steinbrock up top, which puts Claire Cole back to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. The other gym, the other girls' quarterfinals right now, it's Hanover leading Frankfurt pretty comfortably, 44-19 that score. Free throw up and good by Cole. She's now got 9. She'll get a second.
You there, bud?
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wanklin Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wanklin Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call in Frankfurt at 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfurt, where they've had the energy since 1926.
Get a great deal on Wick's premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Wick's filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Wick's filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call, 785-857-3248, or go online to Elmer's Repair.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
I apologize for that. I'm disconnected. And an opportunity here for Clifton Clyde to get a bucket. They do with Shea Wirtz, and she's got 8. 53-37. Eagles have looked good here in the last couple minutes, but again, down by now 16, and another foul called, and D. West going right back to the free throw line. They get Bowser with the foul. This puts Cole back at the free throw line. This time it's double bonus the rest of the way. 2:13 left in the ball game. And Cole, first free throw up, no good. So again, the winner of this one, which appears at this point it'll be Donovan West, they'll punch the first ticket into the semifinals. They'll get the winner of Centralia and Axel, which will be played later on tonight. A second is up and good by Claire Cole, and she's into double figures with 10. So balanced scoring across the board. 3 in double figures with Taylor 17 leading the way, Wettstein with 12, and now Cole with 10. 54-37, Jonathan West coming up on the final 2 minutes. Steinbrock with a short J. That one no good. Rebound D. West. Slowing the pace down with under a minute to go. Taylor left side on the wing. Top the key, it goes to Smith. Smith bouncing it right side on the wing. Now a pass floated inside, but to nobody and out of bounds. So the Eagles get it back. 1:45 left, down 54-37. And Hanover girls look to be in control against Frankfurt, and they're looking to move on to the semis, which will be played on Friday. Mustangs get it up the floor. Taylor now swings it back over far side to Johnson. A reset, now 1:22 left. 54-37, a whistle and a foul. Steinbrock with another. That's her fourth. Down to 1:21. Weststein back to the line to shoot two. First one in and out, no good. Again, the sophomore, Weststein's been good tonight, 12 points. She hit 5 of 8 at the line, make it 5 of 9. She misses both, and Johnson gets the offensive rebound, so D-West can reset with now just a minute 15 left in the game and leading 54-37. There's Steinbrock, who ties up Weststein in the backcourt for a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with D-West, down to 70 seconds left. So our next game coming up will be our first boys game in the quarterfinals. It'll be Troy and Axtell, also the 4-5 seeds. Axtell the 4, Troy the 5. Troy beat Valley Heights yesterday to get to this game, 53-45. The D-West can kind of coast here the final minute. We'll see how many more times they can get to the free throw line. Eagles still kind of ramping things up defensively, but not necessarily fouling. As now down to 55 seconds. D-West just working it around the perimeter a little bit. Down to 50 seconds. And there's a turnover. Nope, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay here. 47 and a half seconds to go. So Hanover has beat Frankfurt, 52-26. So the first ticket punched into the quarterfinals. There's another jump ball. Possession arrow will send it back to Clifton Clyde, just down to 40 seconds remaining. So Hanover, the 3 seed, moving on, 52-26 over Frankfurt. So Hanover will play the winner of Valley Heights and Troy on Friday night. Down to 35 seconds. Eagles with it. This will be just the second loss of the season for the Eagles. Left corner 3, no good. And Weststein trying to rip it away and then finally tips it to her teammate in Johnson, who's not going to get there in points, but it's going to have double-digit rebounds. Down to 15 seconds. And I think the Eagles are going to back off, and that's going to do it for this one. So the first game is in the books for our broadcast, and the D-West girls move on. Maybe Clifton Clyde, 54-37. Post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post game next here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. First broadcast is done. Still got three more coming your way. It's our first voice broadcast coming up in just a little bit with Troy and Axtell. First, wrapping up our broadcast of our first girls game, which was Donovan West and Clifton Clyde, and the Mustangs prevail 54-37, they jumped out to a 17-7 first quarter lead, and that was after getting down 7-2 and finished the first quarter on a 15-0 run. They took a 28-15 lead at the half, just slowly built it up the rest of the way, got it to 45-26 heading into the fourth, and just able to coast from there, 54-37. The final score is D. West now moves to 8-2 overall, and the fourth seed moving on to the semifinals. They'll get the winner of Centralia and Axtell, which will be played later on tonight. And again, the other semi-final opponents, or at least one of the other four spots from the other gym, as Hanover knocked off Frankfurt 52-26. So it's Hanover and D. West, 3-4, that have punched their tickets to the semi-finals. Let's get you the final numbers from this one. We'll start with D. West, who gets their eighth win of the year. Clifton Clyde drops to 9-2. Mustangs had three in double figures, led by Jaden Taylor. 17 points and 5 rebounds for the senior. They also got 12 from Elena Wetstein off the bench. Claire Cole, solid as well, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Kyra Johnson had 7 points and 10 rebounds, so a near double-double for her. Sydney Smith with 4. Avery Weathersby had 4 as well. Clifton Clyde, again, dropping just their second of the year, now 9-2. They were led by Lily Steinbrock with 11. They also got 8 from Shea Wirtz, 6 from Emma Noberts on a couple of threes. Haley Thrasher had 5 points and 6 rebounds, 4 from Carson Sykes, and then they got 2 from Paige Bowser. So again, the final score in our girls' quarterfinal matchup, the 4-seed Donovan West defeats the 5-seed Clifton Clyde by a score of 54-37. So now we transition to our boys game. Well, just a moment. Got a little ahead of myself there. Let's announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. The senior Jaden Taylor really took over after the first quarter, just 2 in the first, but 15 the rest of the way, 17 points and 5 rebounds. So Jaden Taylor for the Mustangs Our player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So now one game down, three more to go. Our second one coming up, the 4-5 matchup in the boys' quarterfinal between Axtell and Troy. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to thank again our great sponsors, Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their Wix filter sale starts January 24th. Also, First National Bank in Frankfort. Try their online app and do your banking online anytime, anywhere. And also by SBS Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. Our great sponsors making our CBL tournament broadcast possible here in 2022. And then also, again, want to thank Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. And then Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. All right, well, again, our first game is down as the D-West girls move on. And we got the 4-5 boys matchup coming up in just a little bit between Axtell and Troy. So we'll send it back to the studio for about 8 minutes. We'll come back and get you set for our second of four games here on 92.1 KMZA. So back to the studio, and then we're back in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.